What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Somebody texts in what world is a cheeseburger considered a sandwich? Blasphemy. Of course it's a sandwich. What? First of all, they're called hamburger sandwiches. Like, if you want the true title, yeah, if you go to a diner or something, it'll be a hamburger sandwich.
You're right.
Yeah. I mean, it's the definition of a sandwich. I don't know if people are thinking that because it's on a bun, it's not a sandwich.
But if I ate a peanut butter sandwich on a brioche bun, it's still a sandwich.
Correct.
I'm with you on that.
Most things are sandwiches.
Are Oreos a sandwich?
It's a sandwich cookie. I mean, it is.
A sookie.
Ice cream sandwich, obviously, is a sandwich. Got sandwich in the title. But a cheeseburger for sure is a sandwich. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the delineation is with the hot dog, to be quite honest. It's meat in between two pieces of bread.
Well, it's one piece of bread.
Well, no.
It's a hot dog bun is one slice of bread.
Only if you don't separate it.
That's like saying that what you're doing is what you get on Solana with his burgers. He cuts a burger in half, he has two burgers. You're saying that if you split the hot dog bun down the middle to put the hot dog in, now you've got two pieces of bread. It's one piece of bread.
No.
Yes. A hot dog bun is a piece of bread.
Is a hamburger bun one piece of bread?
It's the same concept as if I put two pieces of white bread together, but a hot dog's not the same.
Isn't that a hot dog bun?
No, it's connected.
Like on that little, with the little hot, that little
next,
tiny
next time you go to your little cafe, bread? Next time you go to your little cafe where you get your baguettes and you slice one big long baguette into two, are you going to tell me you have two baguettes? You're going to yell at me again.
No, but you're wrong on that. A hot dog is not one piece of bread.
A hot dog bun is one piece of bread.
No.
100%.
It's got like this little hymen thing that connects these two pieces of bread, but there's not like, you understand what I'm saying, Jimmy. All right, let me give you the training camp report, right, Jimmy? You understand.
Call Hawaiian rolls.
Hawaiian rolls happen to be the best rolls on the planet.
Yes, agreed.
100%.
As long as we're in agreement on that. Let me give you training camp report. Training camp reports on WQAM are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. I gave you stock up, stock down from Chris Perkins in the Sun Sentinel today. I will give you stock up, stock down from Omar Kelly in the Miami Herald today. Stock up, Derek McClendon, former Colorado standout who was on Miami's practice squad last season, has made his presence felt in practice all camp. But Tuesday, he had a coming out party producing 4 would-be sacks and a couple tackles for loss. The 6'4", 250-pounder was tremendously disruptive off the edge. If McClendon can carve out a special teams role for himself during the next month, it's possible that he could dislodge Kamara or Cam Good for the final edge rusher spot. I like hearing new names in the stock up.
I that's the first time I've learned that that person exists.
Good and the him. Stock down, another person I was unaware of, Ryan Hayes. You know who that is?
Offensive lineman, I think. Center?
Ryan Hayes, 2023 seventh round pick, who has spent the past two seasons being developed on the practice squad, has struggled most of camp, but Tuesday's performance might have been his worst because he got consistently beat by Miami's back of roster pass rushers. So yes, it sounds like you are correct in that. At this point, the Dolphins should be investing in Keon Smith as an offensive tackle because he's better there than at guard. And seeing what recently signed offensive tackles Jermaine Ifedi and Jalen McKenzie could potentially bring to the team. So Omar, not a fan of Ryan Hayes, and says, keep an eye on Derek McClendon. Top performers from Omar, Muhammad Kamara, and Malik Washington. See, I had read Malik Washington had a bad performance either today or yesterday, but Omar believes otherwise.
I feel like he's going to be heavily involved again this year.
You're not getting him confused with Taj Washington, because there's a Taj and a Malik Washington.
No, it was Malik Washington. I saw earlier today someone had him listed as stock down, and I don't think it was from today's practice. I think it was from yesterday's practice. You think anyone's going to play Sunday, Appel, in Chicago?
I think players will play. Yeah. I think some players will be out there.
Jackass. Yeah.
All right, I'm writing that down. Some players will play. Okay, gotcha.
There will be 11 on each unit at some point the Dolphins.
Well, not at some point, at all points.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
good point. That is a good correction.
Yeah, it's game one of preseason. You don't know.
I think the starters on offense play a series, and then they're done.
You think Tua plays a series?
I think Tua plays a series.
You think Tyreek plays a series Sunday?
You know what? Deep down, I don't. But I think there's part of me that's like Tyreek maybe wants to get into better graces with some of the.
Well, I think he wants to. I think he would want to be out there for a series or two. I just wonder if Mike McDaniel risks it.
One series is not going to kill him.
Would you play Tua in any preseason game?
Yeah, absolutely.
You would?
Yes. 100%.
Just for what? Get its timing?
Yeah. Look, you can, I guess, simulate in scrimmages. You can simulate in the practice. But, like, preseason is still, there's still games, right? People there, big stadium, the routine, all of that. He should play in at least one.
All right. I wonder if he will. I don't know what McDaniel's track record is of playing these guys in the preseason.
Sparingly, but I want to say that the starters have gone at least one series in the opener the last few years.
Well, historically, I have to watch all the games and take notes for the post game here on 560 WQAM. It is one or two series the second game of the preseason.
Second game?
Gotcha.
That's the one that that he gives people some action. So I wonder, who are their quarterbacks? I guess it would be Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers. So Quinn Ewers will probably get most. Do they have any practice squad quarterbacks, or they have a fourth or no?
They had a Gabbert, but I think they got rid of him.
Oh, I think they got back. I think they took him back though.
Yeah, Brett Gabbert.
Didn't they? Yeah. Will you watch the game on Sunday?
Yeah.
You will?
Yeah, I'll put it up on the, I like football. You know, I like to have football on the screen. So I'll put it up on one of the screens on Sunday.
Yeah, I feel that. What is your favorite sandwich, Dan? If I said to you, you can have any sandwich.
I don't want to complicate things. Is a po' boy a sandwich?
Sure, for sure.
Well, then an oyster po' boy. Fully dressed. An
oyster po' boy.
Wow.
I think today's National Oyster Day, too.
I believe it is. I think you are.
So that's a little double dutch right there. Oyster po' boy, fully dressed.
Did you listen to Clay in the last segment with the toppings that he puts on the the cheeseburger?
That's too much.
Not ketchup and mustard for me. I like ketchup on my burger, and I like raw onions over grilled onions. Grilled onions to me are too slimy.
I agree.
Out.
Yeah.
Out on that. I love a good caramelized onion.
Well, that's a grilled onion.
I know.
And you said you're out on that.
No, I'm out on
raw
onions.
I love
Although I will put them on my LaSpada sub.
Raw onions?
Yeah.
Jimmy, what's your favorite sandwich?
I'm going to say a good old cheeseburger.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with a cheeseburger. Cheeseburger's always good. But I do love a grilled cheese with bacon, man. You go to a diner and you get a grilled cheese with bacon. You know, they've toasted the bread with butter on it. They've melted butter into it. I put a little salt on it. You get some of those diner fries. Holy mackerel.
I went to a Starbucks yesterday, and I hadn't had real. I rarely ever get food from Starbucks, but I was really hungry. I needed something quick. I said, you know what? Let me get the grilled cheese on sourdough from Starbucks. And I got
grilled cheese. Happens to be fire.
Awesome.
It was the thing that makes the Starbucks grilled cheese so good. It is soaked in butter.
Oh my God. My hands were shiny.
Yeah. It is soaked in butter. So you're paying a price for the reason that it tastes so good, but it's delicious, but it is soaked in butter.
So good.
Anyway, let's get headlines here before I get sidetracked. Headlines with Dan Days filling in for.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Solana this week, headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. The number one Hyundai store in the nation just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one.
Marlins look to get back on the winning track tonight, 6:40, as they take on the Astros. Cal Quantrill gets the start for the Fish.
He's having a good season, Josh?
Didn't start hot, but the last 5 to 10 outings he's had have been really, really solid.
See what the lines are for the Marlins tonight. See if anything jumps out at you here. Marlins, pretty even here. They're both minus 110, Marlins and Astros. Let's lead player props. Cal Quantrill, over-under on strikeouts is 3.5. And it's plus 130. So he must not throw a lot of Ks.
Sometimes he doesn't go deep enough into games, that he's usually out after the fifth inning. He's only pitched 6 innings one time this year.
How about Kyle Stowers to get a hit? Minus 195.
Do we know who's starting for the Astros, righty or lefty?
Let's see here. Steven Okert.
Oh, former Marlin. They must be going with an opener. That's a lefty.
That so?
Yeah.
An opener?
Yeah.
Huh. I was unaware of that.
Cal Quantrill, the last 3 starts, 3 Ks, 4 Ks, and 3 Ks.
Mm-hmm. See, this Vegas knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
They don't just pick a number willy-nilly. It's usually based on something.
That would be cool to have a bookie, though, that just came up with random numbers all the time.
That would be me. I'd be the first broke bookie.
See if you can bet a Mervis home run tonight.
Tell you what, don't make me sad. Yeah, you like that, Jimmy? You like him rubbing salt in the wound?
It was funny.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Man's career at hands right now.
Mervis will be all right.
Movement on the Mervis front.
The great thing about this is that Mervis has to know that the Mervis militia will follow him to the ends of the earth. So wherever he does end up, I imagine you will follow.
I was going to say.
Of course I will.
Really? If he plays in South Korea.
Yeah, I'm a Mervis fan.
If he plays in South
Korea. I'm absolutely 100%.
Hawks I'm right or not. On 3 a.m. KBO baseball. Are you kidding me?
You're still going to post pictures of him hitting dongs out in South Korea.
100%, because he's going to keep hitting dongs.
Hawk's been to Japan and gone to those baseball games there. He's going to play for the Yumiyori Giants or something, and Hawk's going to be the biggest Yumiyori Giants fan there is.
I saw when I was there.
Yeah.
Man. Anything else tickle your fancy? Everything's good?
Yeah.
Nothing exciting?
No fun betting props when Mervis isn't in the league.
It's a different league.
I'm just saying in baseball.
That's what I mean. Yeah. The league is a better league with Matt Mervis in it.
100%. It's like people say, you know, the college football's better when the Hurricanes are relevant. Mm-hmm. I agree. Baseball's a better sport when Matt Mervis is playing. Buccaneers have officially signed Teddy Bridgewater to a 1-year deal.
Must not have a lot of confidence in the former Gator Kyle Trask.
Caesar's Palace opened 59 years ago today in Vegas.
I think Caesar lived there. That's why it took so long to open. Jimmy liked that one too.
Jimmy, no.
Ooh, I'm going to Vegas for one night later this year. What's the one thing on my one night I should do there?
Who goes to Vegas for one night from South Florida?
I should stop in the road.
Apparently, Dan.
Like, are you going somewhere? Are you stopping there?
Yeah,
or are you
I'm
just
going to the
flying
Grand,
out there for one night and coming back.
I'm going to the Grand Canyon, and I'm going to land there. And before I get, you know, I got to get all my life together before I go out on the road. So I get one night, and I got like, oh, what do I do?
Have you ever seen the Grand Canyon?
Me, no.
Yeah, it's the most incredible thing I've ever seen in my life. I cannot tell you how mesmerized I was. I didn't think it was going to be that big a deal. I didn't understand the enormity of it. And, you know, my wife, we were on a road trip and she's like, I want to go to see the Grand Canyon. And so, yeah, that's exactly
the same way I am. I'm like,
I was Clark Griswold on vacation where I thought I was going to be like, okay, I've seen it. I could have spent a week staring at the Grand Canyon. I could not believe what I was witnessing.
Wow. Well, that was going to be my question because I feel like, it's the perfect hawk take where you get to the Grand Canyon, you see it, it's beautiful. And I was like, all right, what else
right.
do we do now?
That was my expectation. And I'm telling you, I believe we spent a night there. And I wish we had stayed longer. Like, I could not, I still can't verbalize what it looks like. You don't feel like you're on this planet. That it is the most miraculous thing I have ever seen.
Okay. Well, you partially changed my mind. I'm still kind of like, I'll see.
No, you're going to be, I'm telling you, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe what I was looking at.
Now I'm getting more excited. All right.
I'm jealous that you're going. I would like to go back and see
it. I really had your state of mind going in. Like, I'm really like, my God, it's going to be just day after day after day of looking at the same thing. And I've seen mountains before and I've done this and it's going to be just, but now I'm going to a different planet.
Yes. You will not believe what you're saying.
Sweet. All right. Excited.
Glad I could help.
Tyler Huntley's excited to be signed. Oh, maybe he's not excited to sign to the Browns.
Out of all the places, I'm not sure.
Trying to pull that one together.
Excited about signing with Cleveland.
He's got a chance, though. You know, it's him and Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco just won't go away, man.
Somebody texts in, absolutely agree. I've watched all four of my children being born. They don't even come close to what I saw at the Grand Canyon. And he's not lying. Somebody else texts in, Machu Picchu in Peru is number one. Grand Canyon number two for me. I've never been to Machu Picchu.
Odd that they bring that up. I'm going to Machu Picchu next year.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Road trip there too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just maybe walk in there. Just see how it goes. Hitting all the spots. I go walk all day and then I drink beer at night. Then I wake up in the morning and I post everything on social media and then I do it all again the next day.
So you've already planned next year's vacation?
Yeah. I haven't really planned anything. I'm just going to be there. But yeah.
I got you. Your significant other is planning everything.
Yeah, it's all done. Oh, yeah. This is what happens when you don't pay attention or you show up loaded at night. Oh, yeah, sounds great. Cool. Next thing you know, wait, what? We're going to the Grand Canyon next week.
So has she always wanted to see the Grand Canyon?
Yeah. Supposed to go to Alaska, but it's going to be snow. I got snowed in Seattle on Mount Rainier earlier this year, so we had to do a little more planning this time. So Alaska is going to be snowy. So instead, go to Machu Picchu.
Yeah,
I don't think you got to worry about snow there.
Yeah, you never know. Who'd have thought
Machu Picchu?
Who'd have thought in June in Washington State you would have had feet of snow?
Right.
I dealt with snow for like 4 days.
You know, they have that like glass walkway at the Grand Canyon that you can walk like just a little bit over the canyon and you see underneath. I would not do it, I don't think.
Yeah, I think I'm out 1,000% on that. Yeah, I don't think.
You know what I did in Chicago? You ever do that thing in Chicago up on the Sears Tower, John Hancock Building, where you lean against the windows and then the windows go out? They go and you're like over the city.
Similar in Toronto. I think it's CN Power.
CN Tower.
I like that.
I didn't like it.
Guess I'll figure that. I don't know. That's scary, though, because the glass breaks and you're done.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't like it.
Well, I'm glad. I feel more assured now with all the money that I'm spending that this Grand Canyon show is going to be pretty darn good.
I'm not lying to you. You're going to have the best time.
Awesome. Cool. Real quick, Sports Illustrated preseason top 25 is out. The Miami Hurricanes are in at number 15.
All right.
Let's do some weather. It is going to be hot.
Ticket Wizard saying that the glass thing I'm talking about at the Grand Canyon was destroyed in a fire.
Wow.
I mean, let me double check on that.
Talk about ruining your vacation.
Ticket Wizard gets fooled by websites sometimes.
I did go to Devil's Bridge in Arizona where it's like a thin bridge with no rails and everybody was freaking out. And when I got out there, I was like, this ain't that bad. I was in all the way. I was, you know, like doing handstands and like going as far out as I could. And everybody was yelling and screaming at me. And it really wasn't that big of a deal. So maybe, you know, you get there and it's not as scary with the glass bridge.
Not seeing anything about the glass bridge being, although it's not a bridge, it's just a walkway. Maybe I typed in the wrong thing.
Or maybe the Ticket Wizard just got again.
It's possible.
It's like Solana just quick Googles something and just goes with the first thing he sees.
Yeah, I'm not sorry. I'm seeing in the San Francisco Chronicle a story about the people who take care of the glass walkway there.
Well, I'll go look for it. On
You tell me what you find
in
out.
A couple of weeks. I'll deliver the verdict. Slow play this one a little bit. Tag you guys on social
McDonald's,
media.
McDonald's has a new meal coming out.
Ooh.
Mount McDonald Land.
Ooh.
The adult Happy Meal.
Yeah. And they got a new shilk milkshake.
That's an Appel word.
I love
say
it.
Shilk make.
That's what it is. Shilk make.
Look at that. That looks good, huh?
Wait, so Jimmy, they came up with an adult Happy Meal?
Yeah.
Isn't that just a regular meal?
Yeah. Does it have a toy?
Yeah, it might have a toy in there.
Yeah, each meal comes with a tin full of collectibles too. The collectible container comes with postcards and stickers honoring the beloved McDonald's characters.
Sounds like it's still a kid's meal.
It's just
no. It's for nostalgic customers.
I was gonna say, like, do you need more crap around your house? Like,
oh my god, I gotta tell you what happened at McDonald's. This is so perfect. So we get in from Atlanta. We fly in from Atlanta on Sunday. Get in at like 10 p.m. Maybe we land at Palm Beach International Airport about 10 p.m. And so, and we didn't check any bags. So, you know, Lori and I, we walk off the plane, we get into the car, we're driving home. Call my son and say, hey, do you want me to pick you up anything on the way home? And well, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, whatever you want. You tell me. You know, Taco Bell's open, McDonald's open. He's like, yeah, you know what? Give me McDonald's. I go, okay. I said, what do you want? He goes, two plain cheeseburgers, McNuggets, fries. Okay. I'm driving. We get to Boca. I go to the McDonald's on like Military, just north of Palmetto. Get in the line. You know how you go to the drive-thru? There's the one window, and then there's the second, like the drive-thru lanes.
Two lanes.
I always get nervous. Yeah, I always get nervous going to the outside lane. For whatever reason, I feel like the inside lane is the one that they care about. You know, but it always says, choose either lane.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like two cars on the inside lane, nothing on the outside lane. I pull up to the outside lane. She comes on. I've been there like a minute. She comes on. She goes, be with you in a sec. Okay. Waiting. I hear her take the car next to me in that lane. Then I hear her take the car in the other lane, the next one. Then the next one. Then a fourth one.
No.
So now I'm talking to the box. Hello? 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 Nothing. So now I start honking. In the meantime, there's cars behind me because they see me at the window. And there's at least a dozen cars in the other window. 10 minutes. Nothing. I have to pull away. What am I going to do? So I pull away. I'm going to get back in the line. The line, I'm telling you, is 15 cars deep. So I said to Lori, I can't do this. Like, I can't do this. I text DJ, and I'm like, I had to bail after 15 minutes of no service. He's like, it's no big deal. I said, you know what? I'm going to stop at another McDonald's. There's one on Federal. I'll go to the other McDonald's. Go to the other McDonald's, wait in a long line. This is like extra annoying because we didn't have any luggage that we had checked. So we're off the plane so quickly. We're in the car. We should be home in 20 minutes. Now I'm 40 minutes in to trying to get two plain cheeseburgers at McDonald's. Finally, weave our way through this line at the McDonald's at Fifth Avenue Shops on Federal and Boca. Weave through the line, get the order, get home. They're not plain. They have everything on them. Ketchup, mustard, pickles, onions. He won't eat them. An hour I spent. An hour after traveling all night. Well, all night. Flew in from Atlanta.
Well, I mean, at least he got his nuggets and his fries.
Yeah. Yeah. hollow victory.
I mean, you're still a good father. I'll give you credit for that.
Great father. I don't think many dads would have gone to the second McDonald's. They'd have bailed on the first one.
Oh, most fathers would have just lied and been like, the line was too long. I couldn't get any food and never even tried. So, I mean, I got to give you kudos for that.
Thank you. And then I brought the two cheeseburgers down to the front desk attendant. He was thrilled.
Very nice of you. Does that get you something in return as like favorable treatment later on?
Well, he's like the Sunday night overnight guy, so I don't normally see this guy.
He's the Guzio of the building. Exactly.
With the Yankees hat.
That's funny.
All right, anything else, Dan?
I mean, my mind just went into a weird place when Appel goes, did that get you favorable treatment later on? I was like, ooh.
get your mind out of the gutter there.
3 a.m. Hey, Hal, stiff neck.
I can't follow that now. I'm done.
All right. Anything else? Did we cover everything? All right. We will move on with our lives.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
What about FD Florida and FD Sun?
How about FU?
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, I can't find Tua on this list, but there's a list, Josh, from Yahoo Sports. They had odds makers, professional odds makers, rank which quarterbacks move the line the most if they're out. So let me just see what the parameters are here.
While you look that up, I have a hard time believing that going from like Tua Tagovailoa to Skylar Thompson or Tua Tagovailoa to Tyler Huntley isn't worth like at least a touchdown in the spread.
Let's see. Well, do you want to know? It says when moving a line based off a QB change, there's a variety of factors odds makers consider, including the current line, how close it is to a key number, starting quarterback's talent level and the quality of the backup, how much of the offense would need to change with the backup, strength of the offensive coordinator, the overall talent level of the team, where the game is being played. So top five quarterbacks by their against the spread value. Who in the NFL do you think means the most against the spread? His value against the spread.
I would imagine it's either Mahomes or Josh Allen.
Yeah, so it's Josh Allen, 6.98 points. So essentially a touchdown against the spread. Backup Mitch Trubisky. Now we may find out that Mike White ends up being the backup in Buffalo.
Where's Lamar on this list?
And Patrick Mahomes, by the way, is 6.94 points. His backup is Gardner Minshew. Lamar Jackson is number three on the list.
Wow.
At 6.65 points.
Burrow four.
You know who his backup is? I love doing this at the beginning of the season.
Is it, this is going to be funny, is it Josh Johnson with the Ravens? It's
Cooper Rush.
What? like this was, he wasn't there last year, was he?
It was in Dallas.
I don't recall him being there.
He was in Dallas last year.
Yeah, he started for Dallas last year. Yeah. Cooper Rush. Yeah. The Baltimore Raven. Wow. I can't think of, for many reasons, I can't think of a more different backup quarterback to go from.
To go from Lamar Jackson to Cooper Rush. Rush. Number four on the list is Jalen Hurts. Moves the line 6.3 points against the spread. You know who his backup is?
Is it still Nate Sudfeld?
Tanner McKee?
That was my next guess.
I've never even heard of him. Have you heard of him?
Yeah, are you making this name up?
Yeah. No, Tanner McKee, Stanford.
Tanner McKee. And number five on the list is Joe Burrow, 5.6 points.
I believe Jake Browning is the backup there.
Or Joe Burrow, it is Jake Browning, yeah. Oh, here it is. The I can find Tua. Tua moves the line 4.5 points.
All right. Makes sense.
Based on last year, if you took last year into account, you'd think that it would be 10 points.
Right.
Because they were unable to create offense without Tua.
Between Snoop, Tim Boyle, Skylar Thompson. Although, you'd be lying if you didn't think that after that Cleveland game that Tyler Huntley willed the Dolphins to victory. You talked yourself into that Week 18 game against the Jets, because I did.
Who do you think moves the line the least in the NFL if they're out?
I think he was better last year, but I just feel like because of who his backup was, I would take that into consideration. Is it Bryce Young?
Bryce Young, no, he's number 26. He moves the line 1.98 points. Not Tyler Shough from the Saints.
Oh, I mean, I thought we were still going off of like starters from last year. Okay, I got
it. No, it's this year's starters, yeah. So he moves the line 0.69 points. Spencer Rattler is his
I'm so backup. Sorry. Tyler Shough, man.
Ooh. What are they doing there?
Well, they got their general manager put them in cap. Like, they do not have the money to do anything. So they got rid of Derek Carr, and now they're just eating all that money.
Like, they didn't get rid of Derek Carr.
Say it again?
They didn't get rid of Derek Carr. Derek Carr retired. Couldn't throw a forward pass.
But they're on the hook for that money. They were going to get rid of him one way or the other. And I think they're still on the hook for a lot of the Marshawn Lattimore contract. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just eating so much money right now that they're just going to have to wear it.
Plus, Manning.
How much do you think the line moves from Aaron Rodgers to Mason Rudolph in Pittsburgh?
2.5, 3 points?
3.5. Yeah, 3.5 points. Which is funny. It shows you where Aaron Rodgers is at his career right now. Because back in the day, that feels like it would be a 9-point swing, right?
100%.
Just looking at these backups, Yeah, Kyle Trask is still listed as the backup in Tampa there.
I mean, Teddy Bridgewater signing back with the team has to stem from the unfortunate circumstance around his high school coaching job, right? Where he got in quote unquote trouble for paying for a bunch of stuff.
So yeah, I mean, I would imagine if he wasn't going to be able to coach in high school, which is what he enjoyed doing, might as well go do something.
Remember, he played a little bit with the Lions last year in the playoffs. Even he threw a pass.
Yep.
Yeah, we saw him in quarterback during the Jared Goff segments.
You know who Geno Smith's backup is in Vegas?
Isn't it still Aiden O'Connell?
Yeah, very good. How about Drake May's backup in New England?
I know they traded Joe Milton, so it's not Joe Milton anymore. Wow. Who is there? I got nothing on New England.
My guy, the Pastronaut.
Wow.
Josh Dobbs.
How about that?
Let me tell you something. Drake May goes down, I will bet money on the Patriots every week. I love Josh Dobbs.
So if Josh Dobbs was going into the season as the starter, I think the conversation from earlier about whether or not the Patriots are the
team of the division. Patriots 1 in the division, Buffalo 2. Yeah. I'm not lying.
Understandable. Not sure you're wrong either.
McCarthy's backup in Minnesota.
Is it Nick Mullins?
Sam Howell.
Close. Well, that's right. Seattle got rid of him.
Justin Fields back up in New York.
Tyrod Taylor.
Dolphins killer.
Diller.
Let's see.
I just saw this tweet from Joe Shad while you looked that up. The Colts are favored by 1.5 points at home in week one in the regular season opener against the Dolphins.
Yeah, I saw that. It makes sense, but I think I would bet the Dolphins in that game.
Oh, 100%.
Right?
That's another one where it's like, all right, Anthony Richardson, if you're going to do this, like, I'll gladly take the loss here, right?
Right. Sometimes he does have some flashes of brilliance, though.
Yeah, and then I saw the thing that always sticks out to me with Anthony Richardson, I saw this tweet from somebody. It was something along the lines of, he makes plays that 99% of quarterbacks cannot make, but he cannot make plays that 99% right. of quarterbacks can make.
Yeah. We, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You're not going to learn anything about sports on this show. I'm sorry. You're not. But I know McDonald's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.